Blog Talk Radio.
Let's kick this thing off, and we will start recording another episode of another shitty atheist podcast.
Woo!
I love that. That's
I do too.
That feels right. All right, so I guess before anything else, we have to do introductions. So my name is Andrew Garber. I'm president of Crossroads Atheists.
And I'm John, also known as Johnny Atheist, and I am Director of Education for Crossroad Atheists.
You know, if you're listening to this for the first time and you're wondering where in the world is Crossroads Atheist and how can I be a part of a great, shitty podcast like this, you should find Crossroads Atheists on Facebook and join the Facebook group. And we do all kinds of great stuff. Crossroads Atheists is gearing up to do a trunk or treat here this weekend. For CASA, that's the Court-Appointed Special Advocate group, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm
Absolutely. Really
looking forward to it.
Me too. I got my candy all ready, and I got some decorations ready, and it's going to be a blast.
Oh, it's going to be great. Are you dressing up in a costume, John?
You know, I have a mask, but I was told that probably wouldn't be appropriate, so probably not.
Hiding your face when you're dealing with children, it can be sketchy. All right, well, let's jump in here. Did you bring two stories? Because if you brought two, then you'll go first and last, and I'll be the monkey in the middle.
All right, yes, I do got two stories, and both of them are pretty insane.
Okay.
All right, so let's go with this first one, because this is the one I have the most information on. So there's this congressman, Doug Lamborn, who says, now, this congressman is for Colorado, which was the first state for recreational marijuana. And he says that the legalization of marijuana is a direct spiritual war against Christians. And, right. Like, I mean, it's to the point where it's because he says that the dispensaries are on the same streets of churches. Like, you understand? There's churches on every fucking street.
I don't even know where to go from here, right? I mean, if you take a street far enough, you're going to find a strip club or a porn shop. I don't understand.
And I remember a time in my life where I don't know who it was, but one of the preachers on TV, one of the televangelists, was saying this, exactly what you said. There's strip clubs on these. They're picking certain things that is going with the culture and trying to target these things. Except the one they keep going with is the war on Christmas. I think they're trying to get ahead of themselves and find a war on something else until they get to the war on Christmas.
Gosh. Oh, God. The annual ridiculous war on Christmas. Yeah, that is fun stuff. And now we're saying that it's the devil because people can have a spiritual experience on weed? Is that where we're going with this?
How else is that? Is it a spiritual war? It's a plan. I mean, for fuck's sakes. And then it gets better. Hang on. Okay, so this guy's a congressman, and this was said at a nonprofit organization called the Truth and Liberty Coalition. And his statement, the name of the event was In God We Trust. It was an In God We Trust rally. Now, this is a congressman. Where is the separation of church and state for this?
No kidding. And why is it every time I hear the words truth and liberty, like a Truth and Liberty Council, those councils are almost never for truth or liberty, right?
They're the opposite of, actually, yes.
I mean, as soon as you said it was the truth and liberty people, I automatically knew there was not going to be any truth or liberty going on in these discussions at all.
Oh, going back to your strip club things, he's also saying the same thing about abortion clinics and legislators who, quote unquote, impose radical gender theory on young students are also signs of this spiritual war. So this guy's going all out.
Radical gender theory? What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
My gosh, are we really saying that acknowledging that trans people exist is radical gender theory? Is that where we're going? Good Lord.
That's what it sounds like. This guy's been working on fighting these things since 2012. And it's the voters in the state have pushed for this. They've approved it. Why is he a congressman that's supposed to work for the voters is doing what the voters don't want?
Well, that's the thing about states like Colorado, right? Where people live, where there are metropolises, right? That's
right.
Where you'll find forward-thinking people. That's where you'll find support for marijuana. That's where you'll find support for LGBTQ rights. That's where you'll find all of those good things. But there's a big hunkin' chunk of Colorado that is rural, right? There's nobody. And in those rural sections, that's where you'll find asshats like this guy. Colorado is the state that gave us Gordon Klingenschmitt. Remember that guy? Oh my God.
Yeah.
That guy was a horrible shit show. I really feel like those guys coming from Colorado have to be from those rural areas where people don't live. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
Oh, wow. All right. Your story is depressing. My story is not as depressing. This is this is a story from the Pew Research Forum, right? And it's published on October 17th, right? Just a few weeks ago, yes? And it says, in the U.S., the decline of Christianity continues at a rapid pace.
Amen.
Right? If you've ever been to the Pew Forum website, it is loaded with charts and graphs all over the place. But the only one that sums it all up is the one at the very top of the page. And it shows U.S. adults who identify as Christian in 10 years ago, 2009, 77% of U.S. adults identified as Christian. Today, in 2019, that is down to 65%. That's a 12% loss.
That is fantastic.
I know, right? That's amazing. And contrastly, the nuns, the religiously unaffiliated, so not necessarily atheists, but religiously unaffiliated, rose from 17% to 26%. That's a 9% gain in the religiously unaffiliated in 10 years. That's huge, man.
That is really big.
Yeah, I get that we've got an awful lot of spiritual and not religious people in that 26%, and spiritual and not religious people are one of my pet peeves. I don't know what in the hell that means. But at the same time, atheists and agnostics are also in there. And so if you've got a group of four people now, right, if you've got a group of four U.S. adults in a room together, there is a strong chance that one of them is not religiously affiliated. And that is huge.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, none of those people were in my family.
Well, well, and I'm going to guess that when you talk about your family, you are likely talking about your parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts,
brothers. Yeah, I mean, everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
The religiously affiliated saw drops in every category, right? I mean, every category, men, women, they broke it into generations from the silent generation to the baby boomers to Gen X to the millennials, white, black, Hispanic, with college education, without college education, north, south, east, west, Democrats and Republicans, right? Everybody saw a loss in Christians. There wasn't growth anywhere. The only place that saw just a little bit of loss was in the silent generation between 1928 and 1945, right? So those dudes are pretty old. They only lost 2%, right? But in the millennials, down 16%.
Wow.
16% in millennials. If nothing else is going to give you hope for the future, people in their 30s are much twice less likely to believe in religion than just people in my generation, right? I'm in Gen X.
Woohoo!
Yeah, right. Our generation lost 8%, but millennials lost from Christianity. The thing that struck me most was that even Republicans saw a loss of Christians, right? Which means, by the way, that the Republicans saw a gain in nuns, right?
Right.
So that's, and you know, you and I have talked before, we both know atheists and agnostics who lean to the right or are straight out Republican, and we'll disagree with them later. But look, just because you get one question right doesn't mean you get them all right.
Right. But, I mean, a clock be right twice a day. I mean,
yeah, right. But even Republicans are seeing loss in Christianity, and I think that's significant today because the only base that Trump is always drumming is his Christian evangelical base, right?
Yep.
Those are the people that he's always drumming up. And that population is shrinking even on the Republican side.
The only thing I have to say about that, well, I got two things, but one of them is, I think it is shrinking, and I've noticed that quite a bit. However, the base that he has is becoming more extreme with their views.
Mm.
I will say, however, I was at the VA earlier, and there was a part from some newscast on the TV, and it said that a lot of independents and Republicans are actually starting to fall more towards the let's impeach Trump thing.
I am thrilled that the phrase quid pro quo has now made it into the vernacular, right?
Yep.
Because I have a feeling that a lot of people didn't know what these Latin words were before. And again, listen, if you're a listener and you're just now joining the impeach Trump side, I just want to say thank you, welcome, and fuck you for showing up now.
We tried to tell you years ago.
We really did. All right, John, bring us home with the last one.
Okay. This one's real bad. I kind of wish the girls were here for this because this is pretty crazy. So have you ever heard of a blogger called The Transformed Wife?
No, but I'm already cringing.
Oh boy. So okay, this lady, her name is Lori Alexander. She has a Twitter. It's not too popular. I mean, she's got over 5,000 followers. She is saying that women should stay home and get this, that if you're not giving sex to your husband when he wants it, regardless if you want it or not, you are blaspheming the Bible.
What?
Yup. And
sounds like marital rape to me.
It absolutely is. And she's been confronted on this, and she said it is not marital rape because it is under God's standards. She keeps going back. I mean, I'm on her Twitter right now. If you're listening to this, go to her Twitter, because I haven't had a chance to really look at this. I just heard about this right before the podcast. I watched some of her YouTube videos, and it's constantly women should stay home. Women should bear the children. Women should not teach. She's got a tweet that says that if a woman teaches a man, that's also blasphemy. I mean, she's one of those women should know their place and stay home. And if you want to be a career woman, you're going against God. I mean, she is just taking the Bible to a whole way back to when the archaic times.
Oh, I think I found the tweet that you're talking about. It says, women can know biblical doctrine inside out and backwards, but if they aren't living in submission to their husband, and aren't keepers at home, they are blaspheming the word of God, Titus 2:5. Most female Bible teachers are blaspheming the word of God.
There it is. I had it up and I lost it. I went to pull it up. And yeah, that's exactly the one I was talking about.
Holy shit. What the hell? Look, this is exactly the kind of harm that religion does to people, right?
Yeah.
When it hijacks their morality and it turns them into monsters, right? I have no doubt that this lady is a nice person, but her morality has been hijacked and twisted by religion to make her think that women have to be submissive in order to be good people. That is a real tragedy, and it only happens with religion.
Right.
I don't know how you logic your way there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't think of a way that you can reason your way there unless your reason has been skewed and transformed into something monstrous like it is when religion comes into play. This woman's a victim of bad thinking. And
right.
That's the sad part here, right? I don't want people to hate this poor, sad twat. I want people to pity this poor, sad twat because she thinks she's doing good work and she's not, but she doesn't recognize it because her morality has been hijacked by religion. That's the tragedy that religion imposes upon us. It's, oh.
All right, and here's the kicker. Oh my God. So she has this one tweet that it was so big that it was on the Friendly Atheist the blog. And it says, a wife has a much greater chance of being abused if she is quarrelsome, contentious, and abusive towards her husband rather than if she is kind, loving, and submissive. God's ways are for our own good, not for our harm. So she's pretty much saying that if you're not nice and submissive to your husband, you're asking for abuse. Like, what in the fuck is that?
Good God. That is really really tragic.
Yeah.
Gosh. Wow.
And people are following her. They're listening to her. That's the sad part. It's
yeah, well, not... you're going to have to find. I mean, if you're going to live in this scenario, then you're going to have your perspective constantly reinforced to you that it's a good thing, right? I mean, imagine being this woman. And look, I can't imagine that she's not an abused spouse herself,
right?
If she's tweeting this kind of stuff about how being abused is just the greatest thing that God can bestow upon you, then I can't imagine that she's not in an abusive relationship herself, and that she thinks this is the way God intended her marriage to work out. That's a real tragedy.
Right. And I'm telling you, the more I look into this stuff, it's like you were talking about, you know, the religious population has dropped. And I've been watching things like there's this YouTube thing, Paula Morgan and Girl Defined. They're not quite as extreme as her, but they're on the same page. They're women should stay at home and bear kids and be submissive. And it's becoming less of the people, but the people that are in that mindset are becoming louder.
Yes. Yes, they are absolutely becoming louder. Oh my gosh. I don't know that I can read this. This is, wow. Oh God. Nope. I'm going to read
bad,
it.
Huh?
I can't tease it like that and then not read it. When pastors teach on wives having authority over the husband's body and the husband's having authority over the wife's body, they press men not to force it on their wives, but never press women not to deprive their husbands. Women depriving their husbands is destroying marriages. Oh my God.
Wow.
I can't wrap my brain around this. I can't wrap my brain around this. How in the world, what wackadoo relationship would you have that whenever he says spread them, that's just crazy.
Yep.
Well, look, if you're into it and it's playful and it's consensual, it's awesome. But if you're forcing yourself on someone, that's never fucking cool.
No.
Oh my gosh. This poor woman.
I think you're right about the abusive part. And I mean, because her name, and this is my opinion, and this is not a fact, but her name, her handle is the Transformed Wife. So transformed from what? I don't know. Transformed how? With what is being said, it's got to be there's some abuse, and she just kind of got that Stockholm syndrome and is now passing it on to everybody else. If you get a chance, you should at least check out one of her YouTubes. I would suggest going on to Mr. Atheist, because he kind of counters. I mean, he points out and shows clips, and while she's talking about this, she kind of laughs at people that don't agree. I mean, not kind of, she literally laughs. And it's like, dude, are you serious? This is not a joke. Being raped is not a joke. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Whew. Damn, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I should have led with that story and let you finish with a good story.
Wow. Holy. Good. Great. That is just horrible. Blah. 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 Well, we're going to wrap this up. This will be short. That's fine. Look, not every podcast can have all the people. I get it. Other people have lives. We don't have lives. That's fine. It's okay.
I do want to say real quick to our patron supporter, thank you so very much. You are awesome. That's why we do this.
Oh, yes. And thank you for reminding me. I just last night updated the Patreon page. So now you can find us at patreon.com/crossroadsatheists. That's patreon.com/crossroadsatheists. I didn't realize that when I set the tiers for pledges that I was doing this by month. And so you can literally be a Patreon for as little as $1 a month. You'll get early access to these podcasts. You'll get extra podcasts. John's already recorded one that you can get if you become a Patreon at patreon.com/crossroadsatheists. Please support us. We really, truly appreciate it. And I believe it was Dasan Kennedy who was our Patreon, but I don't have the Patreon page pulled up in front of me.
I'll just say yes, it is, because it is.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. You rock. We'll be ever in your debt if you go to you'll be in our debt because we're gonna send you a bill. But it doesn't matter.
yeah, every one more thing real quick. Everything that you give is going back to the community to help the community and people in need. This isn't going into our pockets. This is going right back into the community.
Yeah, we're going to take these funds and we're going to expand our programming and do a whole bunch of good stuff. And one of these days, we may even launch a second podcast. Teaser. One of these days, we may launch another teaser. I wonder if Kelsey and Jade are going to listen to this and realize that I'm telling them that they need to launch their podcast.
Maybe. Hint, hint.
All right, so let's just leave in backward order. John, tell everybody who you are again.
All right, this is John the Atheist, and again, I am the Director of Education at Crossroads Atheist.
And I'm Andrew Garber. I'm president of Crossroads Atheists. We're located in Terre Haute, Indiana. Come and join us if you're anywhere near Terre Haute, Indiana. We'd love to have you. In the meantime, may the flying spaghetti monster touch you with his noodly appendage. God isn't here. We are. Take care.